Amén. Y con eso queremos hablar de algo muy especial que ha estado en mi mente por ya más de una semana. Tonight we're going to talk about something that's been on my mind, on my spirit for well over a week. As many of you know, como muchos de ustedes saben, tenemos la oración de evangelismo cada sábado en la mañana. As many of you know, we have our evangelism prayer meeting on Saturday mornings, and everyone is invited. We also include a conference call for that. También incluimos una llamada de conferencia por esta junta que tenemos sábados en la mañana. Y hace la semana pasada, terminando esa oración, esa junta, salió una palabra. At the end of that meeting, about a week ago, a certain word came out during the meeting, y esa palabra es virtud. And that word is virtue. Y vamos a estar hablando de esta palabra por un ratito esta noche. We're going to talk about this word for the next few moments. Y queremos empezar por leer la definición, que cómo entendemos la palabra virtud. Hay que leer esto. We're going to go ahead and read the definition of the word virtue. En español quiere decir la capacidad que tiene una cosa de producir un determinado efecto positivo. Una vez más, la capacidad que tiene una cosa de producir un determinado efecto positivo. It is the capacity of something to produce a determined positive effect or positive result. Interesting, qué interesante. Cuando pensamos en la palabra virtud, a veces no pensamos qué quiere decir. Sometimes when we hear the word virtue, there may be different meanings or understanding, and we're going to go through a few of them tonight. Otra definición es la disposición habitual para hacer el bien, la disposición habitual para hacer el bien. The disposition, the habitual disposition to do what is right, para hacer la cosa correcta o propia. Vamos a seguir con otras definiciones, un poco más. Quiere decir aquí la calidad o poder de una cierta cosa. A beneficial quality or power of a thing. Una calidad beneficial o el poder de una cierta cosa. También quiere decir una fuerza o un valor. In English, a manly strength. This is what Webster's Dictionary reads. A manly strength or courage. A valor. We got to be careful with today's political correctness, but that's what it says here in Webster's Dictionary. A manly strength. Women, don't be offended. Women have strength as well. Que está diciendo aquí una fuerza, un poder masculino, un valor, un valor. Also, potency. Potencia. Ahora estamos cambiando un poquito. The definition is kind of changing here over to something to do with strength, power, and potency. Pero con eso dicho, vamos a leer ahora unas escrituras. With that said, we're going to go ahead and begin to read some scriptures. Y en la primera escritura la encontramos y alguien me ha mandado un texto. Pero vamos a leer ahorita del libro de Marcos, capítulo 5. We're going to read from the book of Mark, chapter 5. Y vamos a empezar con el versículo número 25. We're going to begin with the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse number 25. Y muchos de ustedes ya han oído esta historia. Many of you are familiar with this story. This has to do with a woman that was suffering from an issue of blood for 12 long years. Esta mujer estaba sufriendo con una enfermedad donde estaba derramando sangre, estaba perdiendo sangre por 12 años largos. Hay que leer esta escritura. El versículo número 25 dice: Pero una mujer que desde hacía 12 años padecía de flujo de sangre, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, y había sufrido mucho de muchos médicos y gastado todo lo que tenía y nada había aprovechado, antes le iba peor. And had suffered many things of many physicians. Isn't that interesting? Not only did she lose all of her, spend all of her money with her physicians, but she suffered many things of many physicians. The physicians who were supposed to give her aid, give her help, she suffered many things at their hands. En vez de recibir beneficio o ayuda de estos doctores, ella sufrió mucho de muchos médicos. Hay que seguir leyendo. And she had spent all that she had. All the money she had, she spent it. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Terrible. She lost all the money she had. She suffered at the hands of the physicians, of the doctors, and she was nothing bettered, but instead she grew worse. Gastó todo lo que tenía y nada había aprovechado. A lo contrario, le fue peor. Versículo 27. Cuando oyó hablar de Jesús, vino por detrás entre la multitud y tocó su manto. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Listen to that word. She came in the press behind. There was a throng of people that had gathered around Jesus. It was not an easy thing to reach Jesus. Oh, there's a message in that. We won't have time to talk about that tonight, but just get an idea of what that's saying. Sometimes it's not easy to touch Jesus, but this woman was determined to do that. En este versículo dice claramente que esta mujer tuvo que ir por dentro de la multitud. Y hay un mensaje especial en eso. A veces no es fácil tocar al Señor Jesús, pero esta mujer ya se determinó en su mente, en su espíritu, no me importa qué yo tengo que hacer, voy a tocar el Maestro. Aleluya. Versículo 28. Porque decía, si tocaré tan solamente su manto, yo seré salva. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. I like how it says it in Spanish. At the end of the verse, it says, if I could just touch his garment, I will be saved. I will be saved. Dice el versículo 28, que si yo pudiera nomás tocar solamente su manto, yo seré salva. Versículo 29 dice, y enseguida la fuente de su sangre se secó. Verse 29, and straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Y sintió en el cuerpo que estaba sana de aquel azote. And she felt, listen to that, and she immediately felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Piensen lo que está pasando aquí, hermanos. Esta mujer tenía tanta fe que ella supo que nomás en tocar el manto del Señor iba a ser sana. She understood one thing. The faith that she had let her understand that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she was going to be made whole. And she was made whole of that plague. Pero ahora vamos a leer el versículo número 30. Let's now read verse 30. Luego Jesús, conociendo en sí mismo el poder que había salido de él, volviéndose a la multitud, dijo, ¿quién ha tocado mis vestidos? Verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, there's the word, hallelujah, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. We're going to be focusing on that tonight. He turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Let's notice a couple things in this verse. In the English, it says that he knew that virtue had gone out of him. But in the Spanish, it says he knew that power had gone out of him. We're going to talk about the biblical definitions here in just a moment, but we're already getting a prelude to that very meaning by reading the Spanish verse when it says that the Lord knew that power had gone out of him. El poder, él sintió que poder salió de su cuerpo. Y él dijo, ¿quién ha tocado mis vestidos? That's when the Lord turned and said, who touched my clothes? Versículo 31. Sus discípulos le dijeron, ¿ves que la multitud te aprieta? Y dices, ¿quién me ha tocado? Verse 31. And his disciples said unto him, Lord Jesus, Don't you see that the multitude is thronging you? And you're asking, who touched me? Aquí podemos ver la mente humana, la mente carnal. Here we can see that human mentality, that carnal mind that looks at the obvious but does not have the spiritual vision to be able to understand that there's something that's happening beneath the surface. Aquí podemos ver los ojos carnales de la humanidad que no pueden entender la gran cosa espiritual que está pasando, hermanos. Y es lo que queremos hablar de esta noche. Necesitamos abrir nuestros ojos. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We need to open up our spiritual eyes, porque hay un milagro esperándonos si podemos recibir esa virtud, ese poder. Because there is a miracle awaiting us if we can just understand, see, and receive that virtue and that power. Vamos a leer rápidamente Lucas capítulo 8, 46, versículo número 46. We're going to jump over to the book of Luke chapter 8 and verse number 46. It is the same story we just read in Mark. It's a different account found in the book of Luke. Es la misma historia que acabamos de leer en el libro de Marcos, pero es otro versión de la historia que se recordó en el libro de Lucas. We're just going to read verse number 46 where we find the response that Jesus gave. Versículo 46 simplemente da la respuesta que dio el Señor Jesús. Pero Jesús dijo, alguien me ha tocado. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. How does he know this? ¿Cómo él sabe esto? Aquí va. Porque yo he conocido que ha salido poder de mí. Amén. Una vez más. Porque yo he conocido que ha salido poder de mí. The reason Jesus knew this, here is the answer. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Once again, I know that somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Once again, in the Spanish, that word virtue is power. I perceive that power has gone out of me. Y este es el enfoque esta noche, hermanos. This is the focus that we want to look at tonight. That power that God has, Él lo tiene. Sabemos que Dios tiene todo poder. We know that God, the Lord, has all power. Pero en este versículo podemos entender algo. Que nosotros podemos sacar o jalar ese poder del Señor. With this verse that we're reading, we understand that we have the ability to take, to pull that power, that virtue out of the Lord. Un versículo más que vamos a leer ahorita se encuentra en Lucas capítulo 6. We're going to go to the book of Luke chapter 6. We're feeling the anointing already. Ya estamos sintiendo el ungimiento de Dios en leyendo estas escrituras. Capítulo de, Lucas, capítulo 6 y versículo número 18. Verse number 18. Ahora, acabamos de leer de una mujer que tenía enfermedad, derramando sangre por 12 años. We just heard about a woman who was suffering with an issue of blood where she was hemorrhaging blood for 12 long years. It's a sickness, an infirmity, una enfermedad que tuvo esta mujer, pero ella entendió que con que ella pudiera tocar el vestido del maestro que iba a ser sana. She understood that as long as she could touch the hem of his garment, of the Lord's garment, she was going to be made whole. Pero ahora vamos a leer algo diferente que pasó. Now we're going to read something a little bit different in versículo 18. Y los que habían sido atormentados de espíritus inmundos eran sanados. Verse 18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Una vez más. Ellos que estaban atormentados de espíritus inmundos eran sanados. Those that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were healed. Versículo 19. Y toda la gente procuraba tocarle. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. Porque poder salía de él y sanaba a todos. Porque poder salía de él y sanaba a todos. For there went virtue or power. There went power out of him and healed them all. In this verse, we're understanding, everyone, that the power of God went out of him. In the Spanish, porque poder salía de él, because power came out of him. Power went out of him and healed them all. Y aquí es lo que queremos enfocarnos en este versículo, que este poder de Dios sanaba todo tipo de enfermedad. This power of God was healing all manner of sickness and infirmity. But isn't it interesting that in the Spanish, and even in the English, it states here that those that were vexed with unclean spirits were also healed. Isn't that interesting? It uses the same word. Those that were vexed with unclean spirits, those spirits, they were obviously cast out. But the way it describes it in this verse is they were healed of those unclean spirits. Fueron sanados de esos espíritus inmundos. Y hemos oído mucha gente en el pasado hablar, predicadores hablar que cada enfermedad tiene un espíritu. It's been said in the past that each infirmity, each sickness, each disease has a spirit attached to it. Y en este versículo podemos ver que todo tipo de enfermedad, no importa si es una enfermedad en tu cuerpo o es un espíritu malo, el Señor sana todo tipo de espíritu, todo tipo de enfermedad. The Lord heals any type of sickness, infirmity, disease, or spiritual affliction. Ahora, vamos a leer algo más. Con eso dicho, we're going to go ahead and read the definition. We started to describe the word virtue in Spanish is power. Ya empezamos a leer la definición o entendimiento de la palabra virtud, que es en el español poder, poder. Pero hay que leer esta definición en la palabra griega. In the Greek, where we get the word virtue, it is a Greek word, and that word is dunamin or dunamis. En el griego, de donde tenemos esa palabra virtud o poder, es la palabra dunamin o dunamis. Y de esta palabra es donde sacamos la palabra en inglés dinamita. This is where we get the English word dynamite. Think about that for a moment. Dynamite. What does dynamite represent? Oh, it represents power. It does. But it's an explosive power. But that dynamite, until it is lit, is just a stick of dynamite. Think about that. Esta dinamita, cuando pensamos en la palabra dinamita, es poder, es un poder explosivo. Pero hasta que se ponga esa lumbre y se active esa dinamita, simplemente se va a quedar como una piedrita de dinamita hasta que alguien active ese poder. Until someone activates that power in that dynamite, it's going to lay there, dormant, asleep, as it were. Esa dinamita se va a quedar dormido, por decir, dormiente, hasta que alguien tenga la fe para prender esa dinamita. ¿Y qué es lo que acabamos de leer, hermanos? Que esta mujer supo que ella tuvo que tocar el vestido de Jesús. We read in the story about that woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. She understood one thing in her. She understood that as long as she could touch the hem of his garment, she would receive that virtue, that healing virtue. Entonces, lo que estamos entendiendo aquí es que esta mujer tuvo que activar ese poder. We understand with this story that this woman had to activate that healing virtue, had to activate that power, or had to activate that dynamite. Oh, I hope that someone is getting this tonight. I'm going a little slow on purpose. Brother Vic is doing his best not to get too excited and to scream and yell and preach tonight. I want everyone to just grasp the meaning and the understanding here that we're getting in these verses. Hermano Víctor no quiere ponerse muy emocionado, no quiero gritar y predicar esta noche, quiero simplemente hablarles esta noche queditamente, despacitamente para que puedan entender y recibir la gran cosa que estamos hablando en estos versículos esta noche, hermano. Vamos a seguir entendiendo lo que está pasando. Dios nos ha dado un poder. Y nosotros con ese poder podemos sacar ese poder de Dios. The Lord has given us a virtue or a power, and we have the ability to pull that power, to get that power, grab a hold of that virtue, and to pull it out of the Lord, as it were. Alguien dijo en el último día que el hermano al cantar al fin de su última predicación mencionó la palabra virtud. Someone mentioned here just recently, I believe just today, that Brother Alcantar, in his last message as he was finishing preaching, mentioned the word virtue. There it is, that power. Y hermanos, el Señor nos está preparando. El Señor nos está preparando para sus milagros grandes. The Lord is getting us ready, everyone, for some miracles, for some great miracles. We are going to see some great miracles, pero nos quiere primero entrenar cómo usar su virtud, cómo usar su poder. But first, the Lord needs to condition us, train us on how to use this virtue, how to use this power. Espero, hermanos, que han podido entender y recibir lo que estamos hablando de esta noche. Para sanar todo tipo de enfermedad. Para sanar todo tipo de enfermedad. No importa si es algo físico, algo emocional, algo mental, algo espiritual. The Lord has given us this virtue, this power to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. It doesn't matter if it's physical, emotional, spiritual. It could be a vexation from evil spirits. But puede ser algo que un espíritu malo está tratando de causarnos daño. If you notice, Pastor Clark mentioned something just the other night in service. He said, as we go into this week in service, we're going to ask for us to fast another day, just like we did last time we saw the great results that took place. El pastor nos dijo anoche, hay que estar ayunando un día más entre hoy y el domingo, porque vemos el resultado que nos dio cuando ayunamos la semana pasada y el gran servicio que tuvimos con el hermano Alcantar. If you all remember that, he mentioned that just last night. El pastor mencionó eso anoche, pero también dijo algo más. Muy interesante el pastor. But the pastor also made another interesting comment last night. He said, when we fast, we don't want to give any glory to the enemy, but he said, let's also be fasting to push back against this oppression that the enemy is trying to put on us. El pastor dijo, en nuestro ayuno hay que también ayunar para pelear contra esta opresión que el enemigo está tratando de poner sobre nosotros. And the pastor explained, obviously, when the enemy sees that we're starting to gain ground, we're starting to gain ground on the enemy is not just going to lay there and take it. He's going to begin to fight back. El pastor dijo que cuando nosotros empezamos a pelear en esta batalla, empezamos a ganar más terreno contra el enemigo no más se va a acostar y vernos ganar la victoria. Él va a empezar a pelear. And that's what Pastor Clark talked about. And one of the ways that he does that, the enemy does that, is he begins to oppress. El enemigo empieza a causar opresión. How does he do that? He begins to throw darts of doubt, darts of fear, darts of unbelief, darts of confusion. El enemigo empieza a tirar puntadas de duda, de temor, de inseguridad, y pensar a dudar, ay, pues, que el Señor de verdad me va a salvar, el Señor de verdad me va a sanar. Is the Lord really able to deliver me from this situation, from whatever this need may be? Y es cuando el enemigo empieza a causar con esa duda y con esa opresión. And the enemy begins to create that doubt, that fear, and that oppression. And again, like Pastor Clark said, I'm not trying to create or to give the enemy any glory, but There's been several people that have already mentioned it. Yes, in the last few weeks, in the last few days, there's been things coming against them that they are not familiar with. They usually not go through this type of an oppression or depression or this type of an attack from the enemy. Hay muchos que han dicho en los últimos días que en los últimos días han sentido un tipo de opresión o duda que el enemigo está atacando a sus mentes y la verdad es que no están acostumbrados con este tipo de ataque. I'll be very honest with you, Brother Vic. I'm talking for myself. There's been some things recently that have begun to come at me that I'm not familiar with. It's uncharted territory. I'm usually able to just bounce right back, but now there's been some things where I kind of think about what I'm doing. I got to get into prayer and I got to really focus on what's coming at me. Recientemente, hasta hermano Víctor, cosas que me están llegando recientemente que regularmente yo no soy un Superman, pero cuando me viene un ataque del enemigo, yo inmediatamente empiezo a pelear de regreso, pero recientemente estoy encontrando que estoy teniendo que entrar a la oración y pelear un poco más y empezar a orar más tiempo para pelear contra este enemigo. Hermanos, hay que unirnos en fe y hay que recordarnos que esa misma fe que tuvo esa mujer para tocar el vestido del maestro es la misma fe que tenemos hoy en día. I want to encourage someone tonight. The same faith that woman had, knowing and understanding that all she had to do was reach out and touch the hem of his garment so that she would receive that healing. It's the same faith that we have today. Y esa misma virtud, ese mismo poder que el Señor tuvo hace 2,000 años, es el mismo poder que el Señor nos está ofreciendo hoy en día. And that same virtue and that same power that left the body of Jesus as that woman touched him is the same power, the same virtue that the Lord is offering us today. For no matter what the need may be, no importa que sea la necesidad, es el mismo Dios. It's the same God we're serving tonight. The same power, the same virtue, el mismo poder y la misma virtud. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya y amén. ¿Por qué no levantamos las manos ahorita? Levantamos la voz y le damos la gracia al Señor por tener ese mismo poder hoy en día. Why don't we just go ahead and lift up our voices, lift up our hands, and thank God for giving us that same virtue, that same power, that same healing virtue, that same saving virtue, that same delivering virtue, no matter what it is that's coming against you. The Lord is here to deliver. The Lord is here to rescue. Hallelujah. El Señor está aquí para rescatarnos. Y le damos la gracia, Señor. Le damos la gracia porque usted tiene todo poder. We thank you, Lord, because you have all power. You have all power, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Gracias por ser el Dios todopoderoso. Thank you for being the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Amén, hermanos. Bueno, ya estamos terminando, ya demoramos demasiadamente. We're finishing up now. I'm looking at the clock. We went a little bit over time. But again, we want to thank everyone who's been on the call tonight. Y recordarles, y quiero recordarles que esta virtud, este poder está aquí disponible para usted. Y para todos en su familia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to remind you in closing that this power, this virtue is available to you. All you got to do is reach out and grab a hold of it. Simplemente usted tiene que alcanzar, estirar su mano, su brazo, y agarrarlo y sacarlo del Señor, por decir, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, with that said, we're going to go ahead and dismiss now, and we want everyone to be praying, meditating upon what we talked about tonight. And we will be having service on Sunday, and we will be having our evangelism prayer meeting on Saturday morning. Con todos, queremos recordarles a todos que vamos a tener servicio el domingo y vamos a tener nuestra oración de evangelismo sábado en la mañana. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.